Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
It is very possible to be in a relationship and not know that it is past its you know, expiration date. You're done.
I've been there before, unfortunately, so yeah. I understand exactly what you're talking about.
I think everyone has, because at some point you get into a certain routine and you just start going about life, and then you're like, wait a minute, who am I even waking up next to? It just happens. Well, anyway, in case you do not recognize those signs, I've got some qualities that you're going to want to pay attention to. Here are a few of them. Date night is a forced thing. If you really have to lock down a day and make so much effort to make sure y'all go out, it's probably not a good sign. Because date night should happen relatively, I mean, it should be fun to plan, or, you know, sometimes they can happen spontaneously, but even if you have to plan them, you have fun doing it, it shouldn't be a task.
That was one of the precursors into me thinking that one of my relationships was over.
Oh, really?
Is that when we would plan date night, it was kind of like, well, can we invite some of our other friends with us?
Because
us together, not
boring.
So much fun. It's kind of awkward.
That's unfortunate.
And we gotta get drunk to enjoy each other.
That is terrible. Yeah. I mean, that right there should have been the key. You avoid one another. Maybe you know when he's not going to be home so you can kind of like enjoy your time. Maybe you know when he is going to be home so you want to go out real quick. Miguel.
I fell in love with my hot tub during one relationship because I would time it to where when they got to my house, I would always be in the hot tub.
Mm.
And that was my moment to sort of gather my thoughts.
Yes.
AKA, I needed a little buffer before we interacted.
Exactly.
For the evening.
Okay. And finally, here are a few more. There's like 8 on this list, but I'll only give you a few. So adult time.
Yeah.
It feels like an obligation. It's just sometimes you're like, let me just do this.
Yeah.
It's fine. And then finally, you don't show affection like you did before. Like, let's say, obviously, when you first start a relationship, everything's lovey-dovey, honeymoon phase. But if you're finding it yourself like, I really should just rub the small of her back. That's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good. So those are some of the signs that, you know what, past your expiration date.
And you know what? Sometimes you gotta give yourself a little leeway.
Yeah.
Because as you're reading this, I'm like, gosh, I was so dumb. But when you're in it, you just don't realize it.
No.
And that's why it takes sometimes reading these lists to be like, you know what? I'm in it right now, and maybe I'm not ready to do something right now, but at least I know.
Yeah. And it puts into perspective for you that that's not normal.
Right.
That shouldn't be what the normal is.
Let's take a little screenshot of this, and we'll put it on our Instagram at Hot 101.5.
Okay, perfect. Miguel, I have a joke.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
What's a pirate's favorite letter?
What?
You'd think it was arg, but it's not.
What is it?
It's the C. Arg. It's National Talk Like a Pirate Day.
All right.
Ahoy, mateys! I feel like we need to celebrate this extra in Tampa Bay because, you know, Gasparilla.
I know. I'm trying. Yeah. Okay. Can you give me some other? Do you have any more?
Any more jokes?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, not that are appropriate. I have a good one that involves a steering wheel and in some pants.
Is it bad?
Yeah, I can't say it.
Uh-oh.
That's the punchline that can't be said on there.
How about we'll put it on the Miguel and Holly Instagram story?
Okay.
So I don't know if we can put it on the Hot 101.5 story.
Well, I'll do it on the Miguel and Holly Instagram story. It's not that bad, but I just can't say it on the air.
Wow. Yep. Okay, we'll do that there.
I might, but I never know what the rules are.
No, just don't.
Err on the side of caution. When in doubt, leave it out. That's
Wait. Hold on. Let me get some music here, Holly, and then you tell me. We'll turn the mics down, and then you'll tell me, and I can tell you if you can tell it on the air. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Hold on. All right, Holly, you can say that on the air.
I can?
You can. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, so it's National Talk Like a Pirate Day. So, a pirate walks into a bar and he's got a huge ship's steering wheel in his pants. And he looks very uncomfortable and he finally sits down and goes and orders his drink. And the bartender brings him his drink and he goes, man, that is a giant steering wheel. It looks really uncomfortable. Why is it in your pants? And the pirate goes, arr, it's driving me nuts.
Holly, I'll give you 5 points on that one. 5 points on that one.
Thank you. That is what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
It's Miguel and Holly
on Hot 101.5.
Scotty the Body, how would you rank that joke?
That was a solid out of 10. I'd give it a 6.
A 6, yeah.
Okay. That's a good score.
That
was
good. I'll take a 6.
That was good.
That's fine.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.